Nick Sokolich.
You got it.
Face Me. How are you, Nick?
I'm great, Mike. I'm great. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. I know the conference is just starting out, but how's the conference going for you so far?
Yeah, going really well. Actually, yesterday I was speaking on a panel.
Oh, you were?
And it was a full house, 400 people. It was great. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Awesome.
I was up there with Paula from Accenture and Jeremy from HSBC. We had a good time.
Right on. And you guys might be wondering who our third guest is, and this will be Sophie.
That's
so
right.
Tell us a little bit about Sophie, Nick.
Yeah, so
what is she all about?
Well, I suppose at FaceMe, what we do is we create digital humans.
Okay.
Right? We've got an AI platform, and we create, and it's a digital human platform. And this is Sophie. So Sophie is our digital human, but all of our customers have their own digital human,
mm-hmm.
which is their own face and their own personality that embodies their brand, because that's really important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So how does Sophie work? And we'll get to the importance and the why and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a quick demo?
Yeah, sure. We should do that.
How she works.
Absolutely. Cool. I'll do that. So,
what I'm going to do is
have a chat to Sophie. So Sophie actually uses the camera as her eyes. So that's computer vision.
Okay.
So she can use that for biometrics, for authentication, but also for personalization as well.
Oh my gosh.
So here we go. I'll just try and jump in here.
I'll move the mic out of the way a little bit.
Hey, Sophie, do you remember me?
Hi again, Nick. Great to see you. Far out. Those are great shoes. Did your mom choose them? Are we doing another demo?
Yes, Sophie, we're doing another demo.
I haven't been trained to help with that one. Should we try a loan application?
Exactly, Sophie. That's what I want, a loan application. That would be great.
Perfect. I just need to grab a couple of details, then we'll introduce one of my colleagues to process the application. Shall we proceed?
Okay, so we can keep going through
mm-hmm.
this, and Sophie will take me right through the loan application, and depending how she was set up, she could actually complete that transaction or seamlessly hand me off to a banker to be able to complete it.
So this is artificial intelligence coming to life, literally. So how exactly does it work? What's behind the scenes here?
Yeah, so simply we're just taking the text, we're pushing that through to our API, and then we're using our AI engine to inject emotion and animation in real time.
Very nice. So what are some use cases? Obviously, she wanted to help us with a loan in this case. What are some other use cases that she can help you out with?
I don't want to say it's endless, but there are a lot of use cases where Sophie can add value. And we're doing that right now with customers globally.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got her in wealth management advice. She's helping with loan applications, loan originations, new account originations. So it really is endless.
So when a bank customer or a credit union member logs into their website or their online bank, whatever, where does she come into play? Is she like on the homepage, or do you have to like log into your own account, or where does she come into play?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is this is one example of a UI. So Sophie can be in a branch, and you can go in, and she could be in a kiosk of any size.
Yeah.
So she could be on a tablet inside a kiosk. Inside a branch. She can also be on your mobile application. On a mobile app.
Oh, perfect.
Or she can be online as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she can be anywhere.
Anywhere.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for you, Sophie. Good
yeah.
for you. So what's the importance here? Why is this so significant today? Is it just kind of capturing AI and just kind of running with it? I mean, taking it to another level?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reason why we're all here is we know that there's a massive transformation going on right now. And it just about every analyst is aligned on the fact that whether it's within 5 years or 10 years,
mm-hmm.
only 15% of our interactions will involve a human. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And that's often the reaction, right? There's some concern, but also there's a lot of opportunity. In fact, I saw this stat the other day, but for every mobile application that's being developed,
mm-hmm.
4 chatbots are being created.
Yeah, I understand. Right? I get that.
Yeah. And there's a huge investment coming through from financial services that are helping to drive this. And they're all going into things like conversational user interfaces, online forms, and chatbots.
Mm-hmm.
But what's, there's basically two things that are really concerning
mm-hmm.
here, right? One is the loss of emotional connection, and the other one is loss of brand. So when you think about emotional connection through those channels, where you're mainly just talking about text and words, that's only 7% of an emotional connection.
Really?
And we as humans, we're wired for emotional connection.
Yeah.
Right? And we do it quite well ourselves,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
and it's not just, and you're great at it, right? It's not just the words, it's the expression, it's the tone of voice,
yep.
right?
That's why I do video.
Yeah.
Because you can see it.
Yeah.
Sophie's a good example as well.
Yeah.
Because before we started the recording, you were doing some, hey, Sophie, show me your sad face, or show me how angry. And she was doing that type of stuff. So it was kind of cool to see that as well. That it's just not, you know, some rigid robot. This is somebody, this has, shows you feelings, and
yeah,
that's kind of cool, and it connects you as well.
Yeah, I'll show you something of that shortly. And but the other one is, the other one I talked about was the loss of brand. So that's what we call digital commoditization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the inability for customers to be able to differentiate their brand from others. When you think about just another chatbot, how are you going to be different there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you giving away your conversational user interface to Alexa and Siri and Google?
Because
mm-hmm. all of those are concerned, you've got to make sure that you own your brand and you embody it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so where do we go from here? What's the outlook with this type of technology? Obviously, this is scratching the surface.
Yeah.
What I've heard. I mean, you know, sky's the limit. I mean, especially going into next year. My gosh, I can only imagine where this can take us.
Yeah, look, we're really excited. We've got some customers that I can't talk about right now in the US that we're about to launch with. We're working with UBS in Switzerland, many banks around the world, and it's just growing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talked about before, the use cases can be endless, and we're solving some real cool problems and delivering real meaningful value to our customers. Customers, right?
Yeah, I think you're going to get some definite word of mouth when this starts getting out there, even more so. So,
cool.
Is there anything else you want to show us, or?
Well, we talked about that emotional connection, so I'll show you a little bit of that.
Let's
right?
do one more of these.
Yeah. Hey, Sophie, can you show me your sad face?
Not sure why, but here goes.
Wow, so sad.
One more.
This looks like a lost puppy.
Hey, Sophie, can you show me your angry face?
This one works great with customers.
So you're not too angry? Because you don't want to be too angry with customers.
Yeah, exactly. Just that fine line. Yeah. She's got the balance down really
That's
nicely.
Right. Yeah.
Very cool, Nick. So, again, thank you so much. Where can we find out more about FaceMe? Where can folks go?
At Money 2020, we're going to be hanging around the Fiserv stand.
Okay.
And, obviously the website. So, okay. We'd love
to hear
from
you. Is it faceme.com?
Faceme.com.
Oh, simple enough.
That's it.
All right, here you have it. Sophie, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Nick, thank you as well.
Brilliant.
Well done. Look forward to seeing this more next year.
Excellent.
Exciting.
Thanks.
Well done.